superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, Spotify, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
It's all about want to.
Oh my goodness, it's hot!
Need to have.
DeAndre Hopkins caught it!
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
The only person I saw down there was hot.
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I'm telling you, when Tua gets done with the Chargers and the Broncos and the Jets, and he's 5-0, and everybody's paying much more attention now than before, I'm telling you.
Earlier on the show, host of Pro Football Talk on Peacock and NBCSN, Mike Florio. Coming up, ESPN NBA insider Ramona Shelburne. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
All right, it's hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show. We are on the air. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We've got Ramona Shelburne joining us shortly here on the program. We got a huge Woj bomb that went off last hour. Her colleague from ESPN, Chris Paul, is going to be going from Oklahoma City. He's going to be a Phoenix Sun. He is going to be a Phoenix Sun. It's going to be Devin Booker and Chris Paul in the backcourt with a team that had one of the most fun bubble runs this year in the playoffs. So, or in the regular season, as the NBA went to Orlando. The NBA draft is going to be Thursday night. It's a big week in that neighborhood. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. As we mentioned, our poll question, that's at Rich Eisen Show. Which second-place team in the AFC? It's remarkable. There are 6-6-3 teams in the AFC right now. And the Colts are in first place at 6-3, and every other 6-3 team is in second place, and one's in third place. The question is which one has the best chance of making the Super Bowl this year? And, Chris, where do things stand right here at the top of hour number three on that poll question?
Yeah, right now it's still the Dolphins, guys. 35% believe in Tua. Ravens and Titans now tied at 26%. Raiders, 12%.
Okay. 844-204-RICH, as I mentioned, is the number to dial here. Let's go to Shay in Rhode Island. I'll give my 2 cents on the poll as well. What's up, Shay?
Hey, how's it going, Rich? I appreciate it. I believe the Ravens are really going to do some damage in the playoffs just because they have John Harbaugh, which is a big piece for sure. But, the veterans that they have at every level is key. So I just really believe that that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, I just don't know, again, and thank you for the call. I just don't know who they have that's going to change anything right here. You know, is Dez the answer? Because they need some sort of vertical threat. It's apparent that the run game is not enough these days. But they can finish up strong. They have 4 winnable games in December. The issue is how many times can Lamar Jackson win on the road to make the Super Bowl? Because that's where they're starting. Because the Steelers are not going to lose 3 times or the rest of the way here. That is just not happening. And I know that they could hand one of those 3 losses to them personally on Thanksgiving night, but not the way I'm currently seeing things play out. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. Joining us here from the worldwide leader in sports, it's NBA draft week, and what a way to tip it all off, certainly with the news of her colleague Woj dropping the bomb that Chris Paul is making his way to Phoenix, it appears. Ramona Shelburne here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Ramona?
Good. How are you guys?
We're doing fine. We're excited of the NBA being back front and center with draft week. And before we get to the byline of yours, along with Woj and Zach Lowe over the weekend involving Harden, what do you think of this move and the meaning of it, of Oklahoma City sending Chris Paul to Phoenix?
Well, I mean, I want to just stop and pause for 1 second to think about Chris Paul's trade value last offseason when Oklahoma City took him on. All of us in the media, Rich, I don't know what you said on your show. I know what I said on interviews that I said. It was like, this was one of the worst contracts in the league. I can't believe Oklahoma City took this on. You know, maybe Sam Presti thinks that he can move him for something more than Daryl Morey could, but wow, that's a lot of money to take on, right? And when Chris Paul got traded there, this assumption was, you know, they were going to flip him. Like, he wasn't being traded there to play there. It was, you know, Sam Presti acquires him and then eventually finds a trade for him. Look at how much Sam Presti got for Chris Paul. That's unbelievable, right? I mean, this was like the most untradeable contract in the league. There were debates about what the worst contract was, John Wall or Chris Paul, right? Now, okay, Sam Presti got two first-round picks and two pick swaps from the Rockets just for taking Chris Paul. And then he got another first-round pick when he traded him to Phoenix today. That's amazing how things can change in the NBA. And if you look at where Chris Paul and Russell Westbrook's trade value are in comparison to where they were a year ago when they were traded, it's almost like they've traded places. Unbelievable.
I mean, I guess if you want to talk about Chris Paul's career in terms of being traded, you know,
yeah.
What if he became a Laker that one day many moons ago, and David Stern didn't spike that trade?
Yep.
You know, well, what about, like, that?
You know, I remember at the time, John Black, who was the PR director at the Lakers at the time, he said, you know, it's going to take us a decade to recover from this trade, trade not going through, right? Because it was so destructive for the Lakers, right? That just killed Pau Gasol. Lamar Odom was never the same. They didn't get a lot of value for him. He was right. It wasn't quite a decade. It was 9 years. Okay.
Right.
That was 2011. And they ended up winning the championship in 2020 after missing the playoffs for 6 years in a row. But for Chris Paul, I mean, the idea of that trade was he had never been out of the second round of the playoffs. Still hasn't been out of the second round of the play. Well, no, that's not true. He got to the conference finals when he was in Houston that 1 year. But he wanted to win, and he was in the prime of his career. Gets traded to the. It ended up being okay because he goes to the Clippers, and they had Blake Griffin and DeAndre Jordan at the time. But looking back on it, just think how different things would have been with a Kobe Bryant, Chris Paul Lakers team. Oh my gosh. Right. And now he gets to Phoenix, which I think this is a great move for him because his family stayed in Los Angeles last year. They didn't move to Oklahoma City. He's really a family man. I think this is important to him to be close to them. So Phoenix is 45 minutes by plane away. They can come to see his games. I don't know. Maybe they'll move, or maybe they'll just stay in Los Angeles and he can go back and forth. But it's a great trade for him personally. I think this trade was mostly done by the Suns because you have a guy in Devin Booker who is too good not to get a great point guard to play alongside of. And I think they owed it to Devin Booker. And after what he did in the bubble, after what he's done the last couple of years, to get him a player of this caliber. And I'm really excited for Book and to see the Suns because they were the darlings of the bubble, right? Now look what they'll be with Chris Paul, who is, I know he's getting up there, but after the way he just changed his body, changed his diet, showed he can still play deep into his 30s here. I think it's going to be be good as long as he stays healthy.
Ramona Shelburne here on the Rich Eisen Show. What do you make of the news of Anthony Davis opting out? They still are all in the same Clutch Sports family, LeBron and Rich Paul and Davis. Is this about money or is it about something else? What do you think?
Oh, this is just a sort of clerical thing, right?
Okay.
Like he had 1 year left on his deal. This was expected. Everybody was, he's not going to like go take meetings with other teams. The only question is he going to sign a 3-year deal, 4-year deal, or a 5-year deal? How much does he want his timeline and his contract to match up with LeBron James? LeBron James has 1 year on his deal, so he's under contract this season, but he has a player option for the following season. Does Anthony Davis want to do a deal where he has the same setup as LeBron? That'll be interesting. And I'm sure the Lakers would like to sign Anthony Davis for as long as he will agree to. But this is just a clerical thing.
Okay. Good to know.
Opt out and get some security.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good to know. Now then, let's get to your reporting along with Woj and Zach Lowe. Harden to the Nets. Is that really possible to happen?
I mean, when I first heard it, Rich, I laughed a little bit. I was like, wait, like Harden and Kyrie are both technically point guards, right? I mean, I know Harden sort of converted from shooting guard to point guard in Mike D'Antoni's system. Kyrie is more of a shooting point guard. I'll see how that totally fits. But the way the NBA goes is that, players talk, players work out together. Players decide, they start thinking up ideas, thinking up potential teammates. That is really how this one started. I've been to your studio. Are you in your studio right now?
I am indeed.
I think this started approximately 0.2 miles from where you are currently located.
That's right.
I know where your studio is, right?
Yeah,
right by that old Lakers facility.
Oh yeah, we're right up the street from the new one too. We're right here.
All right, so the old and the new one are pretty close together, but the old one is I think where Harden and James Harden and Kevin Durant and all those guys. I think a couple weeks ago they were all working out down there, and this is how I heard of it, and it was now I've heard it from other players who have spoken to these guys, about just sort of how the thought bubble and the idea came together, and. I think it's a lot of trades in the NBA start like this, actually, of just players talking to players, right? And, I don't know how they're going to pull this off because for Houston, this is an existential question, okay? If you trade James Harden, what are you? Of that year when they traded for him and he became the face of the franchise, perennial MVP candidate, scoring leader. If you trade James Harden, what are you now? And I think that's a big question for the new regime there. James has been that franchise for the better part of this decade. You've got to get a massive haul for him. You can't just trade him for pieces because you don't trade a franchise player for pieces, especially when he's coming off a year when he was right in the thick of the MVP conversation again. Are the pieces that the Nets could offer foundational pieces? I don't think so. I think they're good players. I think Philly has a foundational piece they could offer, but they have to decide if they want to make this trade, if they think that's a good fit there. It's a really interesting question, and I think for that new regime who, just started in this sort of tumultuous circumstances, the question they're going to have to ask, sooner rather than later, because right now James Harden is committed to them, but the second that commitment wavers, the second he pushes them to do something, I don't know how they push back. I don't know if they can. And this is going to be a really tough situation for them to navigate.
Well, I mean, he's got 3 years left, right? And so does Westbrook, right? Pretty much the same amount of money. Where do you think when ball gets tipped off December 22nd, both those guys are in the same backcourt, different places? What do you think? Your best guess?
Because of, I would say yes. I say nothing happens, right? Because it's going to be so hard to find a suitor. It's going to be hard to trade Westbrook. The team that made the most sense to me was Charlotte, in the sense that, you know, that's a guy, you know, Russell Westbrook, I still think has a lot left. But it's in that third year, you're going to feel really good about it. I don't know. For 1 year, I might. But, he's the brand ambassador for Jordan Brand, right? Like, he's the face of that, of Michael Jordan's shoe company. Mm-hmm. It would make sense for him to play for Michael Jordan's team. We need to see what Charlotte is going to do in the draft, though, because they have the number three pick. My sense is that they'll be the team, that LaMelo Ball will still be there when they're picking. If Wiseman and Edwards go 1-2, some version of that, or if there's no trades ahead of this. And then they have a really big decision to make. Do you take LaMelo Ball, who all of the scouts say has the most talent, has the highest upside here? You take him. Does that fit with Westbrook? I don't know. It's funny. LaVar Ball, all those years ago when I was doing a story on Lonzo, he actually compared LaMelo to Russell Westbrook. Like, that's the comp. Like, he's the scoring point guard. He's the guy who looks to score first. He can has incredible explosiveness and swagger and vision. I don't know, but Charlotte to me has become a very interesting team over what's going to happen in the next week or two.
Ramon, I appreciate the time. Thanks for the call. Really appreciate it. Have a great draft week. Thanks for the call. That's Ramona Shelburne here on the Rich Eisen Show. You know, and then there's the issue as well. If her phone wasn't given away, I definitely would have followed up. When's the Giannis stuff moving? When's that moving?
You mean when's the moving truck go to Miami?
No. Well, again, the concept of the Warriors wanting him means Milwaukee gets to use the draft choice that Golden State is going to use in 3 days, right? Am I wrong? Unless what? Milwaukee calls up Golden State and says, take this person, and Golden State says, no problem. We'll just trust that Giannis is coming at some point. No, like, this has to be locked up.
You would think.
Right? The whole idea, as you heard, Chris, when you were up in the North State here in this great state of California, mm-hmm, a few months ago, when you and Sarah and your masculine child were up north, and you said you're watching the post-game coverage of an NBA Finals game.
Rockets-Lakers.
Rockets-Lakers, right?
The whole post-game was just about how the Warriors could get Giannis.
Right. So that was the local coverage after that game, I guess, on ABC.
Yeah.
Locally.
With Larry Beal.
Sir Lawrence of Beal. And so now the rubber has to meet that road. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the next 72 hours, right? And it appears that right now, this week in November, middle of the third week of November, is kind of the first week of July, right?
Yep.
Where you normally, everything goes crazy when the new league year opens up for the NBA. That's what's happening right now.
The difference is it's happening before the draft,
right?
As opposed to after.
Unless there are trades that are allowed now, but free agent signings are not allowed right now. You're not hearing about free agents moving.
Oh, right.
So it appears, again, like we need to get ready for hats to be worn in different people's heads. But the bottom line is, if Giannis is not going to stay in Milwaukee, the whole idea was that Milwaukee would send him to Golden State because they would then get to use Golden State's second overall selection, right? So that's got to happen now. And you're not hearing anything about that. The only thing I'm seeing about Giannis on ESPN is the fact that Woj, I guess, interviewed him on a podcast about being drafted in the NBA.
Yeah. Zach Lowe had a story. He expects Giannis to sign Supermax before the draft, and then maybe do a one-year let's see before he demands a trade.
Right. So The whole idea of Golden State getting him because they have the second overall selection, that needs to happen, if I'm not mistaken, in the next 72 hours.
Right. I was curious.
And there's no there about Anthony Davis opting out.
Right. Yeah, just a...
Could you imagine now? I have it right up here. Let's take a second here. Could you imagine now a 20, as he was at the time, six-year-old point guard?
Chris Paul, you mean?
Yes. Gets traded to the Lakers in exchange for former champions like Pau Gasol.
So what year was that?
2011.
Okay.
If you recall, New Orleans Jazz at the time. The Hornets, pardon me, the New Orleans Hornets they were at the time. Think about this. The New Orleans Hornets at the time were league-owned. And they struck a three-team deal involving the Rockets and Lakers. They were going to send Pau Gasol to the Rockets. And then they were sending Kevin Martin, Kevin Martin, Luis Scola, Lamar Odom, and Goran Dragic, and a 2012 first-round pick that Houston had acquired from the Knicks. They were all going to New Orleans.
Wow.
And the Lakers got Pau Gasol, and Chris Paul got the Rockets got Pau Gasol, and Chris Paul got the Lakers. And the commissioner says, not happening. Nuke it over basketball reasons. Because why? Because Chris Paul was going to be hooked up with Kobe, and that was going to be the end of that?
Or,
I mean, in retrospect, 9 years later, it seems insane.
Yeah,
could you imagine
insane.
If that happened right now? And honestly, so one team's getting a 2012 first-round pick, Goran Dragic, Kevin Martin, Luis Scola, and Lamar Odom, and the Lakers send Gasol to the Rockets, and Chris Paul goes to the Lakers. And that, at the time, was considered competitively imbalancing.
It doesn't seem fair, does it, on paper?
You're getting a bunch of players. I mean, Goran Dragic had played in the playoffs at the time. He's no jamoke. He wasn't off the turnip truck, and you're getting a first-round pick.
One player to each L.A. and Houston.
You're removing Pau Gasol from the Lakers,
and
too.
And then, what, six guys to New Orleans?
One, two, three, four.
And then a draft pick?
Yeah.
So five players total?
And you're giving up Chris Paul. Look what Chris Paul just netted now.
Yeah, Chris Paul and another player, but yes, I understand. Seems insane. I mean, just look at the trade that...
In retrospect...
Look at the Anthony Davis trade that the Lakers and Pelicans made.
What's the difference?
Yeah, exactly.
Other than the fact that New Orleans was owned by the Benson family, not by the league.
Right.
So the league could be accused of what? Like, allowing, you know, helping the Lakers out? And this was pre-Super Team.
Well,
I don't know. Like now,
Miami was still in place.
You just heard what Ramona had to say. All right, you just heard what this is before, right? When did LeBron go to the Heat?
2010.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So maybe that's what it was. There was already one Super Team. You just heard what Ramona had to say too. So Kyrie and Durant and Harden are working out right around the corner from here.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know what?
Just come play with us.
Or like, this is a lot of fun. This would be, what do you think about this? Like, honestly, like they're lacing it up or they're getting ready to go up and they just start chit-chatting. And all it takes, and you heard what she just said. All it takes is for Harden to say to the Rockets, I want this to happen. And it's going to have to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine having that sort of power, or just so you could just basically say, you know what, this is a lot of fun, guys. What do you want to? How about we do this together in Brooklyn? Would you be up for that? Yeah, let's do it. I would do this. I would do that. Let's draw up this play. Let's get Nash on the phone. Don't do that. No, wait. Can't do that.
Right, tampering.
No, you know what I'm saying, though.
Right. Oh yeah, absolutely.
How crazy it is, and that's how
the NBA is now. Man.
Right. Isn't that how Paul George wound up with the Clippers? Where hey. It's not tampering if the player does it with the player.
Right. Kawhi says, hey, I'm going to the Clippers.
How would you like to do this?
I'm going to try to get you to come along.
I'd love that. Let's do it. Let me call up my agent to say I demand out, and they are in between a rock and a hard place. Rock and a hardened place.
And, I was most surprised. TJ, maybe you picked up on this as well. Ramona doesn't expect LaMelo Ball to be the first overall pick, which is, he is the overwhelming betting favorite to
be the first overall pick. Yeah. You and I, because you and I, the last couple days have been
talking about Wiseman Edwards.
Yeah.
Or Edwards Wiseman.
Yeah, one order of those two guys to Minnesota and Golden State, and then Charlotte having to make the decision about LaMelo. That is not, that goes against everything I've been seeing.
Dude, the memes, if that happens, the memes of Jordan looking at the iPad and seeing LaVar. Get him ready.
Front loading.
We can finally get that one-on-one game, though. LaVar against MJ.
That's what I'm saying.
Get it ready.
Prove who the man is.
Get him ready.
Even when I lose, I win. Even when I lose, I win.
And him and saying, then, even saying that I could beat Jordan, and you hand that to him on the iPad, and he's kind of like that.
And by the way, if, say, Charlotte passes and LaMelo's dropping, the fourth pick is the Bulls. NBA draft's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
844-204-RICH, your phone calls. I haven't chimed in on the poll question yet, and Chris Brockman's news update, that's still to come right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Don't go anywhere. Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. And it's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you could save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com.
Support for this podcast comes from Pluto TV. Ready to get away from it all? Free yourself with Pluto TV. Stream hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and shows all for free. Yeah, free. No contracts, no subscriptions, no fees. Imagine 24/7 channels of Narcos, CSI, Star Trek, Survivor, and everything else from hit movies to binge-worthy TV shows, the latest news, live sports, comedy, and more. What are you waiting for? Download the free Pluto TV app for Android or iPhone and start watching now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.
844-204-RICH. Folks are hanging on. Please do so. You know what we're going to do before the end of this show? Don, I think you've got both the radio and Iron Eagles call, right? Of
the bird.
Of the,
I got them, Rich.
You do have them, huh? Okay, you've got them. Great. The Hail Murray.
I mean, great name, perfect
name. You know, Ron Wolfley, who does the radio color for the Cardinals radio, he's kind of the Zolak of the of the desert. Is that another fantasy team, the Zolak of the desert?
We read into things a little too much.
No, that's not Zolak. That was his radio partner.
Yeah. You know what? Go run another 40 in your suit.
He was so pissed at me once, man.
A long time ago. So we're all friends now, though. It's awesome.
Well, it was the year after Deflategate. That was it.
Down the middle.
That's how long ago it was. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show radio network, rejoining our Peacock stream. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the show. We were just talking about the calls of that Hail Murray. We'll do that later on. Chris Brockman's news update still to come. Let's head to Jason in Miami. You're here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Jason?
Hey, Rich. How you doing?
What's going on?
Nothing much. I called last week. Remember Del Tufo. Take it easy with that trigger finger. Don't cut me off.
By the way, that's it, Jason, you're going now.
Boom.
Jason is emotionally scarred from calling the Rich Eisen Show, okay? So let's all just hear him out. Give him his space. What's up,
Remember
Jason?
That. This is my therapy, Rich. You guys are my therapy.
Love it.
First thing I want to say is for the poll question, I got to go with the Dolphins, but not because of Tua. That defense is no joke. You saw what they did to the Rams. I know the Rams aren't necessarily high powered, but that defense for Miami is on point. And for that reason, I like them over as a number two team to go all the way.
Okay. What else do you have on your mind? You said you had something other than the poll question.
Well,
is that just about it?
You know, when I called last week, I started off with, Rich, I'm a broken man.
Yep.
Michigan class of 92, I don't really need to say anything more about that. I don't really know what the solution is. I just don't know.
Okay. No, it is.
It's a tough deal. But I don't want to bring you or me down.
No, look, man.
I love the show. I listen every day. And I just appreciate every Sunday.
Thank you.
You guys, best show on TV, best football pregame show on TV, hands down.
Appreciate that,
I'm
Jason.
I'm a Cowboys fan, me, Michael, and TJ.
Right. What up, Jay?
Through the season, and let them L's pile up, and let's get a high draft pick.
Well, I appreciate the call, Jason. Thanks for the compliments all over the lot. Dallas is going to come off its bye week. And they're at Minnesota, so check out tonight's game for a little preview.
There's still a chance.
Hey, man, Coach
Prime Zim, time Kirk Cousins tonight, boys.
Let me tell you, Coach Zim and the Vikings, if they pull this one off tonight, just give it to Dalvin Cook 30 times and see what let the Bears figure that one out.
They're favored, so they should win.
Then they come off, then they take on Dallas at Minnesota. And then Carolina, Jacksonville. Here come the Vikings, baby. Here they come. And Dalvin Cook has a chance to throw his name into the MVP race.
Ooh, that is for sure. That's a hot take.
Well, here we go. Let's see what happens tonight. I got four downs tomorrow.
Since 2015, Kirk Cousins 8-15-1 in primetime.
It ain't good. You know, we don't like that. There's no liking of that. There's no like that. There's no you like it. There's nothing. There's all of it's bad.
It's not good.
I know it's not good.
And now he's got Khalil Mack.
So, our poll question is, which second place team in the AFC? Now, I know you said this might sound overly filtered or too specific, but we decided to say which second place team in the AFC has a shot to win the conference and make the Super Bowl, because each and every one of those teams are all 6-3. They've all won 2/3 of their games through 10 weeks. So that's significant. Unfortunately for the Ravens, well, the Browns are 6-3. We didn't even include them because they looked so horrible yesterday. But they are what they are, and the Steelers are undefeated right now. That's a problem if you're 6-3 and the team you're facing is 9-0 and the team that you're facing is beating you already and beating you up too, like Cleveland. And so we decided to go 6-3, second-place teams. Dolphins are currently leading that poll, correct?
35%.
Who's second place in that poll?
The Titans have now overtaken the Ravens, 28%.
Okay. And so the Ravens are now third place in that regard?
25%, third place.
So I voted for the last place team in this poll.
The Raiders.
Because I say the Raiders have the best chance to make the Super Bowl out of all second place teams in the AFC right now.
Talk to Raider Nation, Rich.
I am. I tweeted it out yesterday during the middle of that beatdown of Denver. I know Denver lost to Atlanta the previous week and that they may not be a team that you can compare yourself to and be able to puff your chest out as to how this can be done elsewhere to others. But I tweeted out during that game, this is a tough, good football team. They're a tough, good football team. They ran the ball down the Denver Broncos' throats yesterday. They got two touchdowns apiece from Josh Jacobs and another quality kid chosen by Mike Mayock, their general manager, Devontae Booker. 41 rushes for 203 yards and four touchdowns, two apiece for Jacobs and Booker. And, that's right, baby, and they got five takeaways. They took the ball five times from Denver yesterday. Last time the Raiders had four rushing touchdowns and five takeaways in a single game, the 1975 Oakland Raiders did it to the New Orleans Saints in week five of 1975. And they made the AFC title game that year. As a matter of fact, they didn't make the Super Bowl, but this is the third time in the last 20 years that the Raiders have started 6-3 or better. And each of the previous times they made the postseason and there wasn't a seventh seed to help them do it. This team is physical. This team can run it down your throat. Derek Carr did not have a game that lit up the stat sheet. Didn't need to. Didn't need to. He has been efficient all year long. He still only has two interceptions all year long. He's still in the top five in passer rating, despite what happened yesterday. He's still doing what Gruden wants to have done. They can hit you with Josh Jacobs. They can hit you with Waller. Their receivers are getting better. And defensively, they can go hunt and they can thump. What do you need in the playoffs? An ability to set just four sets of hands in the dirt and go hunt and run it. And thump and make your opponent think twice. And make business decisions when they've got the ball. The Vegas Raiders are doing that right now. I like them. I like them. I like them a lot. And I'm saying this now. I said it earlier in the year, and I'm saying it now. Sunday night, the Chiefs come in, and the Chiefs are coming off a bye, and everybody's going to be choosing the Chiefs on Sunday. And I've got some ground to make up on game day morning. Barring any injury, I'm calling my shot now. I'm feeling it. Gruden and Mayock are cooking something up there. And if I'm not mistaken, now that it is November, despite them playing in a desert, there's an autumn wind, and it is a pirate that is 6-3, plundering just for fun. I appreciate that crescendo, too, right there, Mike. Appreciate
that, it. That game's going to be unlucky, Rich.
It's going to be unlucky, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Dude. I'm telling you, and I know what Andy Reid does off a bye. I know it's crazy talk. It is crazy, 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 crazy talk, and that's four crazies. It's Sunday Night Football, Chiefs Raiders, man. This is big. This is no one saw the Raiders coming last time. Josh Jacobs is a problem.
No doubt about
he
that.
He is a problem. And if Carr plays efficiently like he is doing and he finds the guys. And I'll tell you what, you know, it'd be a good time to basically serve notice on the Chiefs that you aren't the only guy with a cheetah in your lineup. Send Ruggs over the top and see what happens. Play fake to Jacob, send Ruggs over the top. Throw deep, baby. That's what Al would want. That's what Al would definitely want.
Throw deep, baby.
That's right. That's our Tom Hanks drop from about 4 years ago.
That's Tom Hanks.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
You mean... You know, for like 5 years, I've thought that was Randy Moss every time that plays.
Oh, no. That's America's finest.
Like straight
actor.
Cash homie Randy Moss?
Yes. No. I've always, since I've heard that on the show, thought that was Randy Moss.
He's talked about his love of the Raiders and Kenny Stabler.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Throw deep, baby.
That's him.
That sounds like Randy Moss.
It is. Like Tom Hanks.
Wow.
Just looking ahead to week 11, I know there's still a game tonight. Yes. There are some really good games next week.
Well, good, because we've got real estate the rest of this week to talk about it. I'm telling you, man, out of, you know, Tennessee defensively does not at all scare me. And the Ravens, no. I saw last night, they're, I don't know, man, they're just off. The Dolphins, you know how crazy I am about Tua. You're and they may crazy. Be, they may be, as because again, next up for Tua is Drew Lock, who just turned it over all those times, and
four
Denver.
Picks, yeah.
They got to go to Denver and win that game. That'll be six straight wins. Then they take on the Jets. You could pencil in a seventh, right?
I think so.
And they'll be 8-3 going into that game against the Kansas City Chiefs. And look out. Look out. That's all I'm saying. Look out. And I know that people are all in right now, but this is still Tua's first rodeo, and he may make a remarkable run. I am ready to have a front row seat, but I'm looking at this team from top to bottom. Who can hit you in the mouth on both sides of the ball? And who can make sure that they can rush four and get home? That's the Vegas Raiders to me right now. That's why I chose them, but I'm in the minority, clearly. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. When we come back, Chris Brockman's news updates. We'll empty the phone banks and then play the great calls of the Hail Mary. That's how we're rolling into our Monday Night Football preview as well.
Hello, everyone. This is Eagles Hall of Fame quarterback Ron Jaworski, and I am so excited to bring you the hottest new podcast for the NFL and gaming. Welcome to Jaws Picks, featuring me, Ron Jaworski, and some of the most famous names in sports, music, and entertainment, as I give you my expert analysis and predictions of each and every NFL game. So far this season, my predictions are over 55% correct against the spread. That's a pretty good number, folks. And over 67% picking winners straight up. You do not want to miss out on this podcast. Every week, I will tell you who, how, and why each NFL game will be decided. Take the guesswork and stress out of gaming and subscribe to Jaws Picks wherever you get your podcast. That's Jaws Picks wherever you get your podcast. Stay safe, take care, and let's make some beer money.
Support for this podcast comes from Pluto TV. Ready to get away from it all? Free yourself with Pluto TV. Stream hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and shows all for free. Yeah, free. No contracts, no subscriptions, no fees. Imagine 24/7 channels of Narcos, CSI, Star Trek, Survivor, and everything else from hit movies to binge-worthy TV shows, the latest news, live sports, comedy, and more. What are you waiting for? Download the free Pluto TV app for Android or iPhone and start watching now. Pluto TV. Drop in, watch free.
This Thanksgiving, the Duttons are back. Yellowstone Season 3, starring Kevin Costner, comes to Peacock exclusively on November 22nd. Whether you're a newcomer to the ranch or a seasoned pro, you won't want to miss this epic season. Start streaming Seasons 1 and 2 right now. We've had Costner on this show a couple of times promoting this show, and it is dynamite. It is definitely one of the most popular shows on TV and automatically will become one of the most popular ones on Peacock. Be a lot of fun. Check it all out right here on the app. When we're done with this show, you could check out anything that you might have missed from Mike Florio, Ramona Shelburne, or any of the conversations we've had on this program with the Overreaction Monday and more. The way that I started the show talking about that Hail Mary, that was something else, man. Not the way I'm talking about the Hail Mary. And the way I talked about it, too. I'm the best dad ever. All right, so check it all right out here on Peacock.
What does that have to do with it?
Just slid that
in. Just get it all out there. We're back here on the Rich Eisen Show. I'm talking about I
right now.
That's
the best dad ever.
I'm talking about I, to use the DeAndre Hopkins phrase. All right, before we get to your we get to your news update.
That's funny.
Let's get to it. I'm sorry, Bills fans. I'm sorry, our buddy Matt in Oklahoma. It's truly one of the most remarkable plays we've ever seen, and that's all of us. And that's not just the Royal We. I'm talking about everybody. This is Ian Eagle on CBS sitting next to our buddy Charles Davis. He was amazing. He met the moment. This was Ian Eagle's call of the Hail Mary on CBS.
Shotgun. Murray out of the pocket. 7 seconds. 6 seconds. Murray heaves it downfield.
It's Murray magic.
It was like a March Madness moment.
I know. And by the way, there are fans in Arizona, so that wasn't like sweetened CBS noise. That was the fans who were there seeing it.
So awesome.
And you heard the PA announcer go off, too. Dave Pasch is a Syracuse man, correct?
Dave Pasch is a Syracuse man.
Did you know he does Arizona Cardinals radio?
I think I knew that, yeah.
Ron Wolfley has been doing Cardinals radio for quite some time. He is, as I pointed out, the Scott Zolak. He's the Zolak of the desert. Are you ready for the local radio call? This was Dave Pasch and Ron Wolfley with the call of the Hail Mary.
Murray back to throw, flushed out, rolling left in trouble, slips a tackle, got to launch it. He does. Left side into the end zone, jump ball, and it is. Is it caught? Oh my goodness, it's caught! DeAndre Hopkins caught it. He caught it for a touchdown with 1 second left. I can't believe it. You've got to be joking me. Hopkins reaches up with three defenders around him and pulls it in, and the Cardinals lead it 32-30 with a second left.
Oh, we've cut off the Wolfley one, huh? Wolfley getting in is the best part about it. Well, at any rate, check it out. I think Jimmy Traynor put it out there, so it's amazing. Wolfley went crazy. He's like the Zolak. Yeah, I mean, he's the Zolak of the desert.
As you should. Eh?
All right. You ready for your news update over there, Chris Brockman?
Yeah, let's go. We got some Drew Brees latest.
Okay, here's Chris Brockman's news update on the Rich Eisen Show.
And now, with a report of the day's news from the world of sports and entertainment, someone who is not a journalist or newsman by any definition of the word whatsoever, it's Chris Brockman.
All right, Christopher. What do you got over
there? Okay, Adam Schefter just reported 4 minutes ago, Saints quarterback Drew Brees, multiple rib fractures on both sides of his chest and a collapsed lung on the right side.
Oh, my word.
Per Adam Schefter and Ed Werder of ESPN.
Oh, my gosh. That's serious business.
Serious business.
No wonder he turns to his coaches. I don't think I can play. Thank God he's all right. Is he all right? I mean, obviously, a collapsed lung is absurd. Wow.
Jeez.
Well, I hope Drew Brees is fine and gets back soon enough. I'll tell you what, man. I'm not a doctor. I don't play one on TV, but that sounds like it's going to take a while. Rib on both sides. Man, he got
crunched.
He did get crunched. Did that earn a flag? Did that hit to earn a flag? I think I watched a flag hit the ground. It did earn a flag. Wow.
Whew. That's no good. Looks like it's going to be Jameis time for a few weeks. Yeah,
this is part of the reason why I asked Drew if he was thinking about doing it anymore. I mean, it's tough to make it through a season, but the reason why I asked is just like it's not a normal season. It's now officially an abnormal season for him, missing all this time.
You knew it had to be bad for him to be
say, fast. Yeah, that I'm done. I want out. I know. It's Jameis time, man. It is awful. Terrible news, and I hope he gets better and get back quick. It robs us of seeing Drew Brees play football. Wow. That is significant. What else do you have over there, Chris?
Okay, some other injury updates. Christian McCaffrey on that shoulder obviously did not play last week. Unlikely to play again in Week 11 against the Lions. Adam Schefter saying Panthers preparing for a multi-week absence.
Wow.
So Mike Davis rides again.
Does he? Because I remember, you know, it's one of those things, too, where you watch a game fantasy-wise. He goes out of bounds, all right? I forget who was doing the game. I guess it was Fox. No offense, Mike, that he goes out of bounds. He goes down hard on like that hard pan top on the sideline. Mm-hmm. And you could see he gets up and his left arm's hanging.
Oh, that's no good.
And he grabs it. And then they cut away to Joe Brady, you know, like talking. They're just continuing on with their narrative, like whatever story that they're telling. And it's just like, hey,
wait a second.
I think my guy just got hurt, and then he disappeared for a few snaps. It just drives you absolutely crazy. And I know that there's lots going on in the truck, and there's lots going on in terms of communication, but I'm sitting there watching. I'm like, what's happening with Mike Davis? He did come back in the game.
Yeah.
And he got one more carry, but then he was done. So I don't know. Got to keep an eye on Mike Davis's injury because he was out for a bit, and he came back. Man, and what about – and Teddy's going to – he's looking –
Okay, so Teddy Bridgewater, Chris Mortensen said this morning, good news from on his MRI, no structural damage, some soreness, swelling, uncertain but positive heading into the week for Teddy Bridgewater.
They and Tampa have a bye in Week 13. They're the last ones to have a bye. So they got to play two more weeks till they get to a bye. Oh, my gosh. Man, they look so promising at 3-3. So promising at 3-3.
Yeah, they've lost 5-6 in a row right now.
What else you got over
okay,
there, Chris?
If you watched the Rams game yesterday, you saw Andrew Whitworth, our good buddy, carted off. Bad news. Going to go on IR. Tore his MCL, and there was damage to his PCL.
But his ACL's intact, though,
ACL
right?
ACL intact.
That's good news there.
MCL and PCL.
Whitworth is, I mean, that's a huge, huge injury. How many left tackles have we seen go down this year? That is a big injury for the Los Angeles Rams. Yeah. And we'll see how that affects them. Maybe we'll see. I'll reach out to him and see if he wants to just join us, call us, and whatever he's I'm sure he's in a
feeling.
I know.
Yeah.
Just to check him out. He is such a good guy.
He is.
He is good people, good human.
Aces.
I know. And we'll see how, you know, the Rams reshuffle their offensive line.
Speaking of huge.
He is enormous.
He's just
I know that.
Enormous.
I know.
The Browns closed their facility today after a player tested positive for COVID-19. Kevin Stefanski couldn't say if the player played in the game yesterday. They were
I mean, you could assume so. I mean, these tests are based on yesterday's testing.
Right. So good chance that player didn't play in the game. As you saw last night, Nick Boyle for the Ravens took a nasty hit.
Yeah.
He hurt his knee. He's out for the season.
You could see that. Harbaugh said after the game, and whenever you see the opposing team just wave towards the trainer on the opposite side of the field.
Yeah, everyone
know that was significant.
Matthew Stafford banged up his thumb in the win against Washington yesterday, but not much concern from them going forward. Optimistic he's not going to miss any games, although he may not practice this week. Adam Gase just said, Rich, Sam Darnold's out this week again. It's going to be Joe Flacco against the Chargers.
Don't put him back in ever again. I'm serious.
And Kansas City just announced contract extensions, maybe the biggest no-brainer in all of football, contract extensions for Andy Reid and Brett Veach.
Okay.
Some NBA news. Sham just said that James Harden wants to be on a contender elsewhere. Brooklyn and Philadelphia, his top desired trade destinations.
So that's it. I mean, if you heard Ramona Shelburne say earlier today, all he's got to do is say, I want out, then he needs to be accommodated.
He has said he wants out.
So the plausible eventual possibility
is now
has become reality, according to Shams Charania of The Athletic.
Let's go.
And that's after Oklahoma City traded Chris Paul and a player to the Suns for a bunch of players on a 2022 first-round pick.
So Harden wants to go to a contender. How about the Nets? I don't know. I was just working out with these guys, and we were just talking about it.
Maybe they might be good.
I mean, just imagine that sort of sway that you have. No wonder some of these all-star athletes are just living in their own world. You know what I want to do? I just want to break my contract and just want to leave and go play with my buddies. Yeah, I don't like where I am right now, and I just want out. You guys want to play together? Sure. You know what I'll do? Hold on. You know what I mean? On the way home, I'll just, you know, I'll hit Postmates, and I'll get some dinner and make sure to say, you guys good? Because I can set something up for you. All right, I'm just going to call my agent and then just say I want out. and then I'll let you know how it goes. But I kind of like the idea. Good workout, guys. Good.
Could you imagine? Good sweat.
Could you imagine? Oh, my gosh.
I can't imagine.
What a world.
It's a perfect world.
And I like James Harden, too, man. He's so – I don't want to see him on Brooklyn because
– Why?
They immediately become so unlikable. I know we need a villain in sports. I totally get it. But Kyrie and KD, like
– They hooked up. And now here comes Harden.
I just don't want to see it.
I've told you. As a fan, I hate it. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. I don't want to see it. I want to see great competition all over the place.
So the 1 year of just two star players on a team, now that's out the window. We're going back to
three.
Every team needs three now.
How else are you going to beat Anthony Davis and LeBron?
I hate it unless it benefits one of my teams.
Right?
You know, to be honest with you. Harden to Philly benefits me. So
I guess, not if you have to trade Embiid, though.
I think that's why so many people love the Raptors, right? Because they put a team together.
Yeah.
And no, there were no lottery picks on it. And Nick Nurse, you know, from the UK league, you know, was
a coach with his own logo.
And they loved it. And it was great. We loved it. We liked it. We loved it. And now we're back.
Yeah.
How else are you going to beat Anthony Davis and LeBron?
I have no idea.
Right?
I have no idea. And Dennis Schroeder and all these.
But I hate it. I hate it as a fan. But as somebody wants to see the Knicks buried as irrelevant, great. Go to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Go to Brooklyn and that's it. That's it. The Knicks would just finish them off in terms of relevance in their own city. And I love it. They're an institution. They are an absolute New York City institution. That garden I grew up in, it is a jewel. It is the world's most famous arena. It really is. But if it's Durant and Kyrie and Harden across the East River?
Yeah, I'm hopping on the train.
Go.
I want to go over there.
That's it. Hello, Brooklyn Bridge.
Where Brooklyn at?
Rich, one last thing here. NBA, a jury is now going to decide whether Charles Oakley's ejection from MSG was excessive from 2017. The Second Circuit of Court of Appeals reinstated assault and battery claims Oakley made in a lawsuit against the team from 2017.
Can I file? It's called an amicus brief, I believe. Can I file a brief on behalf of the plaintiff?
Sure.
And Your Honor, should I? Could you imagine if I took the Your Honor?
We'd like to call Rich Eisen.
I object to this man. I object to this man, not to you, Your Honor. I object to this man. May I please, if it pleases the court,
of course,
enter as Exhibit A the word schmohawk.
Kevin will object.
Do you have one other item over there, Chris, before we go out the door?
The NCAA announced today that they're going to try to do March Madness next year in an Indiana bubble.
Yes.
Going to try to hold all the games in the state of Indiana.
Hinkle Fieldhouse, let's do it. Let's run it back, man. And everybody has to measure the rim to the floor and the free throw line to the baseline before every game. Your thoughts? That's my idea. I want to thank Mike Florio and Ramona Shelburne here on this program.
Who do you like tonight?
I like the Vikings, sir. I like the Vikings.
Like a low-scoring game?
I don't know. Stop. That's your own world. That's your own world. Brother from Another is coming up right here on Peacock. Before that, we had come right back on Peacock, but we'll see our radio audience tomorrow.